This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The breath of Yahuwah moves across the nations and the signs thicken. We are not observers of history but witnesses to prophecy unfolding. The world speaks of geopolitics, of power plays and shifting alliances. We see the hand of Yahuwah arranging the nations as a potter molds clay, preparing for the day he has declared. A dragon breathes upon Persia, and the scent of conflict hangs heavy in the air. Don't be deceived by the whispers of nuclear talks, the veiled language of diplomacy. These are distractions, illusions meant to obscure the true intent. Persia, ancient Elam as it is known in the scrolls, is not simply seeking to secure its position on the world stage. It is being positioned, a key piece in the unfolding drama, a component of the coalition that will gather against Israel in the days of trouble. Yeshekel foresaw this, the nations aligning not from strategic calculation, but from a deeper, unseen compulsion. They believe they act of their own volition, driven by self-interest, by the pursuit of power. They are fools. They are instruments, unwittingly fulfilling the ancient word. Yeshayahu declared it plainly. Assyria, the rod of Yahuwah's anger, believing itself independent, only to discover it was merely a tool in his hand. This is the pattern. This is the truth. And it is not a threat to Israel that is being forged in Persia, but a necessary element of the coming conflict. Understand this clearly. The strengthening of Persia is not a cause for despair, but a sign that the watch is nearing its end. It is a stage being set, pieces being moved upon the board before the great battle commences. This echoes the pattern of provision and spoiling we've spoken of before. The opening of the storehouses of Zion, the restoration of Israel's wealth, is not merely an economic shift. It is a reclaiming of Yahuwah's promise to Jacob's seed, a turning away from the corrupt systems of Babylon. Devarim 30 speaks of this restoration, of Yahuwah gathering his people and blessing them abundantly, but it is a restoration that will be tested, a wealth that will be challenged. For alongside this restoration, alongside the gathering of Israel from the four corners of the earth, comes the judgment of Edom, and the signs of Edom's decay are becoming ever more pronounced. The crimson tide is receding, revealing the rot beneath the surface. Their financial power, built on manipulation and deceit, is unraveling. The scorch of Edom's fire is consuming their institutions, their societies riddled with corruption and spiritual emptiness. Obadiah prophesied this desolation, this utter ruin of Edom's pride, and we see it unfolding before our eyes. The lion roars and the eagle descends. The power plays between nations, the escalating tensions, the relentless pursuit of dominance, these are not isolated incidents. They are the movements of beasts circling, preparing for a final confrontation. Yeshayahu spoke of this, of the nations gathering for battle, their strength failing, their arrogance brought low. The lion, a historical echo of the British Commonwealth, and the eagle, the United States, both flexing their muscles, both seeking to assert their control. It is a dangerous game, a prelude to chaos. But even in these turbulent times, Yahuwah is at work. He is awakening his people, stirring them from their slumber. The weight of his wealth is falling upon scattered Israel, a turning point, a shifting of allegiance. They are beginning to understand that true wealth is not found in the accumulation of material possessions, but in the covenant relationship with Yahuwah, in the fulfillment of his promises. This is not a call to retreat, to hide from the coming storm. It is a call to prepare, to strengthen our faith, to deepen our understanding of His Word. The watchman stands vigilant, scanning the horizon, watching for the signs of the day of Yahuwah, and we see them now, aligning with breathtaking precision. The dragon breathes upon Persia, Edom crumbles from within, the lion and the eagle clash for dominance, and Israel, scattered and awakened, begins to reclaim its inheritance. The stage is set. The players are in place. The time is near. Stay watchful. Stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.